The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Good evening to everybody, and happy Regnum Christi Day to you all. As those of you who are veterans know, traditionally we would celebrate this feast day on the Feast of Christ the King, the last solemnity of the liturgical year. But the United States being what it is, we've got Turkey Day that always seems to mess up the calendar. So, you know, we make do. And before going any further, I would like to congratulate in advance. We have 2 young ladies in the front pew here who are getting ready to make their step to join the ranks of Regnum Christi. We have Jessica and Cindy, who at the end of Mass, we're going to go straight into the liturgy. By the way, so our cantor knows, yes, you cantor, we will not do the recessional song until after the Regnum Christi Incorporated Association, just so you know. And we will go straight into that as a beautiful way, I think, to cap off this Eucharistic celebration. So as we're reading these Gospels, as you've probably heard other preachers mention, these last couple of weeks, we see that everything is leading up to kind of apocalyptic end times and judgment Gospel passages. And when you read this one, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when I read about this master who punishes the servant for burying the talent is like, why is he so petulant? I don't know, did it occur to any of you to think that? Imagine if you gave somebody some funds and he said, "Invest in it or do something with this." And fine, they didn't invest, but at least they didn't lose anything. It's right back where it was. And you went on a tirade. It would be like, okay, the person maybe didn't have a lot of gumption, but really, I mean, the degree to which this ruler reacted, even if he does have a strong temperament. And I think that's a natural reaction, but I think it also comes from the fact that 2 things. It all depends on what is the talent that we are talking about, and what is the likelihood of success. Ordinarily, when we preach a meditation on this gospel passage or any of the similar ones, there are a couple of other versions of the exact same passage, the ordinary reflection is, and this is completely true, our talents are, if you want, the totality of what are all the gifts that God has given us. When God created each one of us, he created us for a reason. He put us in a certain time frame, in a certain culture, with certain qualities. And frankly speaking, something we don't tend to value, or also he gave us, or he's failed to give us certain other qualities. He even gave us certain crosses. Those also, by the way, are talents. Everything that God gives you is a talent to be used. Your charm and your good looks, just as much as your bad back and your bad temper. Those are all talents that God has given you because they are all things that he can use to bring about his kingdom. I would like to propose, however, that in reality, what is the talent that Christ wants to express in this gospel more than maybe any other? And it is Christ himself. And if we consider that Christ himself is the talent that is given to the different people in this gospel, and he is depending on these three people to bring him to people in the world, then that's a totally different story. It is no longer just a matter of more or less indifference. Hey, I gave you some money. I expected you to make some more money on it. It's a totally different story. Christ is saying, I want you to be my instruments to bring me to a world that is starving. Whether or not the world chooses to accept it or recognizes it or not, a world that is starving for me. A world in which I am frankly the only solution to all of the major difficulties that the world faces. And if we neglect to bring Christ to that world, that is a real problem. And it has real consequences. And under those conditions, it would be very understandable if the Lord were to get upset and say, I gave you so many possibilities. I gave you so many opportunities, even the things that you don't like are opportunities to bring me to the world who is starving for my kingdom to come. That changes, I think, our perspective. And the other thing is this. What is the likelihood of success? You know, if in the gospel, it sounds like, okay, these two guys were very industrious, and because they were industrious and gifted and really gave it their all, they were able to double the funds, which is no small feat. Any one of you, I am sure, we don't know how long a period it was that the master was gone, but any one of you, I am sure, would be delighted if you invested $1,000 in some stock, and within a couple of years later, you know, you had a 100% return increase on it. Any one of us would love that stock. It just continually, it's a unicorn, right? Okay? But what if in this case we have a 100% likelihood of success? Christ himself says in the Gospel according to John that whoever remains united to the vine will bear fruit. It's not like you might bear fruit. There's a good chance you will bear fruit. He says, you absolutely have the guarantee. If you remain united to me, you will bear fruit. If we take stock of the gifts that Christ has given to us, we absolutely have the guarantee of success. We may not see it. We may not recognize it. God may demand of us great acts of faith and great acts of trust that just really feels like nothing's happening and feels like I'm a total failure and all of my family is losing the faith and here I am praying my rosaries and offering up sacrifices. And I guarantee there is no act of love. There is no act of faith, hope, and love. There is no act of generosity that does not have its fruitfulness. Christ has promised it. And again, that changes the context of the gospel then. It's not a matter of indifference if we use the talents that God has given us or not. Earlier on, when I was listening to our reflections, that was one of the things that came forth so beautifully. It was Regnum Christi is a movement that wants to put these talents into use. It's not simply a matter of receiving. Receiving a lot of formation, receiving wonderful talks, receiving. It is a matter of receiving in function of giving. Actually, at the recent Regnum Christi National Convention, I was not there. Father Mark was there. Mary and Hope were there, as we know. But that was one of the big takeaways. It sounds obvious, but it was a reconfirmation. We are called, every bit of formation that we receive, and Regnum Christi is big on formation. We want to have regular, ongoing, deep formation, because Christ has a powerful mission for every person in this chapel. Christ has a mission that he wants to be able to work through us and in us and to transform the world around us. But it's that formation that we receive, all of the gifts that we receive in Regnum Christi are always going to be in function of then going out, of offering, of sharing, of transmitting. Whether our transmission is doing street missions in Manhattan, which, by the way, when we do it, the priests have the easiest job. All we do is we sit in the box. You guys, my hat's off to you guys. When you're out there in Manhattan, Little Italy, it's freezing cold. 99 out of 100 people pretend that they don't even see you, let alone take time to talk to you. I mean, that takes some chutzpah. So, I mean, my congratulations to those of you who do it, right? But even when it's simply a matter of our prayers and our hidden sacrifices, we have the potential, and we are called to, in every given moment, be transforming the world around us and bringing Christ's kingdom more and more to fulfillment. And I would like to close just with this thought. It's another thought that perhaps we sometimes don't take stock of. For those of us who are already in Regnum Christi, RC itself is itself a talent. Our charism, we're not the only charism in the church, we're certainly not the best, we're not the worst, we're just one of many charisms in the church. But Christ did not raise up Regnum Christi for no reason. Our charism is itself a gift. And there are going to be people out there that need to hear, people that need to experience the gift of the Regnum Christi charism. And this is going to be my invitation tonight, in front of our Lord in the Eucharist, as we receive him. Let's each one of us, those of you who are Regnum Christi members already, let's renew our commitment, renew our acts of faith, hope, and generosity. And those of you who are friends and family members, well, in your own way, let's renew the decision, that yes to God that we made in baptism, to say, Lord, I trust that you can work through me. I trust that you want to work through me. I will be your instrument to build your kingdom in society. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.